Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness, and happy belated Valentine's Day. You are receiving this podcast very likely a few days after Valentine's Day, but we recorded this on Valentine's Day. Isn't it romantic, honey?
Let me tell you how romantic our Valentine's Day has been so far. I just put on these like plasticky like sock configuration things that is gonna really deeply moisturize my feet.
So it looks like her feet have diapers.
Yes. So for the entirety of this podcast recording.
Yeah.
By the time I'm done, I'm going to have really hydrated feet.
I mean, whatever does it for you,
see,
I guess.
Happy Galentine's Day to me. Anywho, guess what, guys? We have a book that's going to be making it to the universe March 30th. So if you've pre-ordered, we love you. You are our favorite people. If you haven't had the opportunity, or in addition to, we have an exciting event we'd love to tell you about.
Yeah. Okay. So it's called Date Night with Penn and Kim.
We got really creative.
it's coming up in a little bit.
March 25th.
Yeah, Thursday, March the 25th at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Order takeout, pour a drink, and just kind of sit with us, because we are going to be talking about surviving quarantine as a couple. Probably the most comments that we have gotten over the last year is, how do you guys do it during quarantine? Because you were around each other all the time. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we live and we work together. So it just so happens that we wrote a book about this, and we have some helpful tips.
Yes. We're going to be bringing in our, who we call our marriage coach, who we've gone to for some counseling, Dr. Christopher Edmonston, who's so super fun. And of course, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be like you're going to marriage counseling, I promise. So go to everybodyfightsbook.com, and you'll see a link somewhere that'll kind of redirect for date night. So you can grab a ticket and get a signed copy of the book.
Yes, you get a signed copy of the book. You also, once you register, there are going to be prompts where you can ask questions, right?
Yes.
And then we're going to talk to you guys directly and answer those questions on the night of the event. Again, the book, and it's autographed, right?
You can get it if you want it.
That's,
I think it's
an
like
option.
$5 more.
Okay,
sorry,
that's
about
an option.
We didn't make that decision. I don't feel like our autograph is worth like $5.
I don't think so either.
But
let me at least say, we're not those people who like pawned off our autograph to somebody else.
Do people do that?
Yes, of course. They have like auto pins. They have like
sat there and watched 12 episodes of West Wing and signed them all.
Yeah, every single one of them. In fact, I've gotten really good at my signature again.
Let's
to be
move
awful
on.
At
These
it.
People need more than
they
this.
They like
okay.
sidebars.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to the part of this show. Go, Kim.
No. So anyway, we wanted to talk to you guys today about hitting the wall.
Yeah.
If you have hit a wall recently, with life, with COVID, with quarantine, with just general, Same is all I have to say. Like, literally, I've hit a wall, and figuratively, I've hit a wall. And by literally, let me say this. I was so tired one day. I woke up and I stumbled to go to the restroom and I ran into the wall. I hit the wall.
So that's the literal one.
That's literal. Figuratively, I thought we hit the wall 6 months into this. I thought, right, that we had... We were exhausted. The adrenaline. We were kind of running on adrenaline for that first 6 months.
There were also articles about the 6 foot wall and
six month
wall and the correlation to like PTSD and like how that's like when it starts to present itself.
Right.
That 6 months is at it for years, decades. That has been kind of that's when you look out for it.
Right.
So 6 months made sense.
And now we're closing in on a year. We're closing in on a year since our world kind of shut down. And even if you aren't, you know, even if your kids are back in school and you're back to work and stuff, your life is different. Your life is different. For us, we are choosing to be pretty strict about COVID restrictions.
There's some personal reasons for that, right, as well as just us trying to be smart about it and not spread it to other people.
Right. Penn has asthma. So we know how that, this is a respiratory illness. So we're just holding on, but it's been almost a year and I've lost it.
I know.
So early, I would say like early mid-January, I was having a really, really rough time. It was, I think we were coming off the holidays, which was like a nice little buzz. You know, there was something different, right?
Yeah. And watching you, mm-hmm. I can think of some other stress points that happened after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Because as we do in the book, we like to kind of take a 30,000 foot view of what was going on in our lives. Why did you feel this way? And a lot of times you can take a step back and look at it afterward.
Right.
Some stress points for you. Getting the kids back in school, this crazy COVID spike that happened because people were going on vacation, and understandably, because no one has ever really just told our country this, no explanation of how you're supposed to test for and quarantine when you have COVID.
Right.
Like, you can't go back to school, have an interaction with someone, go take a test that day, and then say, oh, I'm fine.
Right.
You have to wait time.
Yeah, so we had... been a family we love dearly. Like, right after Christmas, we had been so, but I mean, we're annoying, like, we have like a reputation of being super annoying about it. And so some of our best friends, we agreed we were going to do a dinner.
Yep.
And we're like, would you mind testing beforehand? We'd been super locked down, but we still tested. They tested. Well, they hadn't gotten all the results back yet. And
right, so we had an exposure that led to just kind of sitting in separate rooms in our house and waiting for the clock to run out.
Yeah, and so two people in their family were positive. So we're like, oh, wow, we just, for the first time, took a chance. And we're like, okay, this is why we can't have nice things. We're fine. Everything was fine. They were asymptomatic, so we're thinking it was an old infection. Like, everything was fine, but we did the thing where you're supposed to isolate. Even from each other in our house, we were doing dinners on Zoom with each other. We were trying to make it fun for the kids.
And I imagine that added to your stress.
Right.
I also imagine that just anyone in January who runs a small business or who works at a company who's part of like goal setting and, you know, fiscal years, I'm using that term even though I don't know what it means, but you have those meetings where you have to set goals for yourself. Maybe that's something that actually de-stresses you.
Mm-hmm. It stressed you.
Yeah. Because all of a sudden there's, you know, we just get done with this banner year that we had last year, which, by the way, we had a great year last year. And instead of saying, woohoo, like, and you have to do this, right? I understand. You say, okay, now let's do better.
Right.
And that stresses the bleep out of me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So that actually helped you, I guess.
I like a goal. But then, you know, so we had the family stuff happening. We had, you know, an insurrection. And so, you know what was going on with it? So mid-January was probably one of the lowest lows I'd ever had. I felt like I was super white-knuckling through, like, I felt like I was driving through a really, really dense fog every second of every day. And it was just like every step I took, I had to like give myself a pep talk, to the point where I was like, should I go back on medication? Should I go back on antidepressants? Because listen, I live with anxiety and depression. I've spent chunks of my adult life on antidepressants. There's no shame in buying some serotonin. I'm a big fan of it. I had just gotten to a point with my depression and on those medications where it switched enough and I wasn't getting the benefits. And but by the way, you should totally do that if that's your thing. So I was like, maybe. So I even called my doctor about it. And, you know, so she's like, give me 30 days. And so I have been on this like mental health training plan. You know how like Serena Williams trains super hard?
And she has a team.
And she has a team of people around her. And but she, her goal for her training is like winning amazing tournaments and making millions of dollars. My goal for this training and for this tracking is literally just to be able to go throughout the day without feeling like I'm about to careen off the road on a foggy day. And it's just, and that is just where my mental health was. And I'm happy to report now that we're mid-February, I am like the clouds have parted.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell just by looking at you and the ease with which you put diapers on your feet in front of me.
Oh my gosh, it's so luxurious. And you seem
better. And it's, hey, husbands or wives or partners or team members, it is your job to keep an eye on your partner during this time. This 1 year anniversary, I'll tell you what else is going to happen. It happened to me when I used to work in local news. You start feeling like you're going through the same old bleep again. It's this like Groundhog Day syndrome. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, we're back to, I mean, I was a sportscaster. Oh, we're back to the Super Bowl. Oh, that I've been doing this same thing for 7 years. Yeah. It's driving me insane. Why? Like there's nothing new. It's all the same. So imagine that groundhog feeling, but with COVID, right? We haven't quite gotten to that 1 year, but when March the 11th hits, which was kind of when the NBA team shut down.
And that's when our state shut down too.
Yeah, I think that's going to be another time. Keep an eye on your partner. Like, are they having that Groundhog Day syndrome? I don't know if that's an actual term, psychological term, but I'd like to invent it now.
Do it now.
As a doctor? Think you should,
yeah, as a doctor, Holderness. And listen, there are a lot of people, and I look on Instagram, I see a lot of people are out traveling. A lot of people have kind of moved on with it. And cool. That's, you know, totally. Like if you feel like there's a way for you to do that safely, I've kind of changed my tune on this. I was super judgy in the beginning because I don't think we're not, I mean, people's mental health. I get it. It's super important. I would prefer it if we could all like just suck it up for a little bit longer, but it's not working.
Yes. And that's not what this is about.
This is about, I think even if you're out traveling, you're feeling this, right? Like you're not able to do all the things you like to do. So here's what I've done over the past month. This is just me, by the way. You do what makes like keeps you on track mental health wise. But this has, I've stuck to this for 30 days and I am a new person. And I would say, here's my Serena Williams training plan for getting through
life. We could also call this the LeBron James. Do you know LeBron James spends $1 million on his body and mind in the offseason? $1 million.
Good for him. Okay.
No, I mean, he's worth $1 billion.
Very little money.
I know, I guess my point isn't that he throws money at the problem. He goes into this crazy, like, physical and mental training barrage of his body and brain with team members just so he can keep playing,
right?
Just so he can keep going.
Okay, totally. I have spent very little money. In fact, I've probably saved money. Okay, you know the number one thing that I've done that is going to be the least popular thing? I've cut out booze. All booze. No booze. And for the foreseeable future, it's probably where I'm going. I love a glass of wine or two, but I don't sleep well after I drink. And alcohol is a depressant. So like, why would I do that? I do miss the ritual of like the sound of the cork. It goes like thunk. And then like you hear it go into the glass. Like that's my favorite sound at like 5:04. But now I'm just putting, it's so annoying. I put like sparkling water in a wine glass. It's so annoying.
Boy, you're really selling this.
I know. But I'm not going to try to tell you it's easy. I didn't have an addiction. Like I didn't have, which so many people struggle with as well. So I was able to quit pretty easily. But it was that habit that like thunk and oh god, it's making my like I'm starting to salivate a little bit. But it's, let me tell you, that I think had the biggest impact. And I'm not even a big drinker, but throughout the holidays, like we were trying to make the days all not seem the same. And then like the insurrection happened. I mean, and I was coping. Like that's how I was. I'm like, I deserve this. I deserve a drink because I made it through the day type of thing. And that, the buildup of that, of having a, just a one glass of wine a night or whatever, I was waking up totally sleep deprived. I wasn't resting well, wasn't sleeping well. And I would be like shaking with anxiety. So cutting that out, so annoying, but I think that made a huge change. The next thing I've done is clean eating. I mean, you guys have heard me talk about the Well Body Reset, which I, it's this program I have with my partner, Dr. Harriet Hansel. And it's basically, it's just super clean nutrition and intermittent fasting and blah, blah, blah. But it's, it was the holidays and the kids wanted to, I mean, we were trying to keep the days from looking like each other. So they wanted to bake cookies. They wanted to do this. So I was indulging more and it's the holidays. So I'm going to treat myself. I'm not going to deprive myself. But I think the buildup of all of that processed stuff was making me feel terrible. And I, like the sugar hangover the next day, it wasn't worth it. So I would say like last week was Lil's birthday, had a monster piece of cake. The next day I felt like I was hungover. So now I just make the decision. Like, am I going to feel hungover the next day? And it's, sometimes it's worth it. Like having a piece of delicious birthday cake is sometimes worth it, but I've been mostly like clean eating. So it's really helped.
That takes work too.
Oh,
it's a lot easier to make a bread sandwich.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to go to a restaurant or a drive-thru. It's this, so this one takes some time and you almost have to plan ahead to make sure you have enough time to do those things.
But even though, like, so our kids love Chipotle. Like, they have such great options. Like, they have cauliflower rice now at Chipotle. So, I mean, they have, like, all these great options. I've just been able to switch it over. And the next one is exercise. And these all seem so basic, but to do them every day, it takes a lot of work. So I exercise every single day. Not like crazy, you know, I'm going to die workouts every day. That's not what I mean. Like yesterday, I'm like, today's the day I walk the dog and I get 10,000 steps. Like this is a, and I listened to a podcast and I was just getting my body moving. So I should say I move every single day, but I do those crazy high intensity workouts probably 3 or 4 times a week. And the rest I fill in with like functional movements or just a walk, but I have to get moving every single day. Yeah. You're good at that too.
Well, I'm going to speak to the importance of high intensity workouts. Like if you can do that, mm-hmm. and honestly, if you look at what Harriet's kind of shown us in your well body thing, I'm trying not to promote that too much, but it is a great program.
Yeah.
And if you go high intensity, first of all, there's scalable ways to do it. For me, just the, I like to look at the positive things for all of these, everything you're describing. The upside for that is if you're not drinking booze, it's like the, it's a natural drug that it releases in your body, like the endorphin.
Yeah.
And so I actually explained endorphins to my son for the first time.
Really?
This weekend, because he's like, I'm tired, but I've got this like crazy feeling. I'm like, those are endorphins, buddy, when he gets done playing basketball.
Because by the way, we're like, our kids are doing this with us.
Yeah.
And like, so like we, and it's gross right now in North Carolina and rainy, disgusting, but yeah. I bought this thing. It's like a ladder. I mean, what do you call it? You put it on the floor. Is it a ladder or whatever? And we have our kids at, if it's raining disgusting and they can't get outside to play basketball in the driveway, we're doing indoor workouts with them. I mean, short ones, but they're like, it, because these endorphins are so important.
Yeah. And by the way, tennis is like the perfect sport for an endorphin junkie. As long as you can deal with the lows, just like the gratification of winning a point.
Yeah.
While like running really hard.
So Lola's super into tennis, but PC.
I think it's because
like,
she's a junkie. She's like an endorphin junkie.
But those endorphins, like today I did a pretty high intensity workout and you get like a little buzz off of it. I love it.
Yeah.
And if there's like no tired, like a good workout. Tired.
And I don't get that endorphin thing from jogging or yogging.
Yogging,
I
think there's a sign. Silent
yeah.
J.
Yeah.
Name that movie, guys. What's that movie from?
Come on.
Meditation. This is actually, because meditation, you're like, oh, you're just sitting there. How hard is that? This has been the hardest one to stick to. So I had a really good meditation habit. And then again, December, early January, I just kind of like fell out of it. And it's this practice. And 100% of the time, it makes me feel better. And it, like, I have the Calm app and I would just do a 5 minute, 10 minute, just sit there. But I was not finding the time for it.
Hey, can you be like specific about this? Because there's a million different types of meditation. And just for you, what is the one that you do? Like, right. Describe those five
minutes. Well, I do best when it's a guided meditation.
Sure, but yeah, so that's just say what you do, because I'm going to say what I do. Everyone has their own.
So to me, there's a breathing practice I do. It's inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for eight. And that, just having to keep my mind trained on my breath, has, it kind of helps you center and focus. Ben's doing it right now.
How many times do you do this?
For, you know, just a few minutes. And then with, for me, the guided meditation kind of keeps you centered, and it's a practice. Mm-hmm. So your monkey brain is going to be like, oh, I have this grocery list I have to make. This is what I have to do as soon as I'm done. Like all of these things happen, but that's the, you're build, I think of it's like you're building your muscle, like your mental muscle of coming back to your breath.
Yeah.
And I almost visualize, this is a little wonky, a rubber band, like a floating rubber band, and it's like stretching.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then it comes back and stretch. And just the ability to keep that centered and focused, it's magic. There's books that have been written on meditation, an entire podcast on meditation. I'm not an expert, but I know that 5 minutes changes everything. So what I have done, because I know 5 minutes can seem like a lot when you're running around in the morning. So what I changed it to mentally was I only have to meditate for a minute, just 1 minute. And as long as I sit down for a minute, that's all I have to do. I always go for more.
Right.
But after I did that 1 minute, I'm like, check, it's done. I've fulfilled this thing that I promised I would do for myself every day. And I always sit for five. And sometimes I go for 10. Yesterday I did 20. You know, so like, but I only start, like, I only have to do this for a minute. Only have to do this for a minute. So, yeah.
Do you ever let, you never let us know when you're doing it.
I have to hide from you people.
Right. That's what I was going to say. But you could just tell us. We would stop. What I mean, I guess if you hide from us.
No, I don't.
No, but if you do, we're not going to know what's going on. And the dog may come in and try to lick your face, or like there might be screaming, or I may turn on like a loud show, or I might be recording up here. Do you know how loud it is when I record?
So here's what, when I do it, and I think it's, everybody's different, but some people, I used to do it. I used to get out of a workout class, and I'd go to my car and I'd sit in my car and do it as soon as I was done. But what I do now is after my workout, I just sit there for a minute, 2 minutes. But here's the thing. Our life is not, especially right now, it's not set up in a way where I can be like, hey guys, be quiet. It just, I have to be able to do it with the chaos.
Well, okay. I'm going to disagree with you and say that like, we're all on your team. And if
it's fine, if though.
You let, but yeah, but if you let me know, like I would love to encourage you to meditate sometimes if we're
but that's what
noise.
I'm saying is that, thank you. I appreciate that, but it doesn't matter to me. Like I can make it work for a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, yesterday I have this like sauna blanket thing that I bought, and especially on really cold days, it's like this infrared sauna blanket. And I crawled in and I said, hey, I'm going to slide in there, going to do like a little meditation, but PC needed to come in and take a shower, whatever, the dog came in, and within 4 minutes Pen Charles was sitting on my head, and then the dog came and sat on my head. But it was really funny and sweet, and so it was fine. You know what I mean? And then they left, and then I kind of, that's just life, and that's what it is right now. And I've let go of all hopes of perfection on that.
Okay.
And it's fine.
And what I'm saying is, you don't have to say that's what it is right now. And I know it's fine, and I hear you saying it's fine, but bringing your family into this and like making them part of your team, they would help you. They would say, mommy's meditating. Like they may even learn something from that.
Yeah. No, you're right. Next, I'm finding joy in the ordinary. So I think there was this thing at the beginning of the year where people are like, you have your word of the year. And I didn't really like that. Doesn't really identify with me, and it does with so many people. But I leaned into it, but I wanted two words, and I think it's extraordinary. Like I want to find the extra in the ordinary, and I learned this from you, Penn, of like finding those moments, whether it's like our dog running in circles for 14 minutes chasing her tail, or my son coming to like sit on my head while I'm trying to do the sauna blanket. I'm trying to find like those funny moments and those joyful moments and hold on to them, because these are very fleeting. But that's work for me. That comes very naturally to you, but to the point where I am making myself write it down at the end of the day. So it's like an assignment. So I have this like bullet journal where it's literally just like one or two words where I'm writing down, and if anybody opened it, they're like, what the heck is this? But like, so it gives me an assignment throughout the day. I have to find those things that are very special. Like the card you left for me today was, what'd it say? You were your Valentine's message on the flowers you got me.
I think it was something, I don't want to say it.
Maybe, you say it.
Well, but I was hoping maybe you remember it.
It was like, it's like you were without a doubt.
You were the undisputed.
With, yeah.
Never any doubt in my mind. Love of my life.
Yeah. I know. I was like, oh, that may, yeah. And so it, so that's like my, that's not a little thing. That's a big thing, but it was
no,
just but
it was
like,
a, no, it was a tiny card. It came with the flowers. I didn't spend any extra money on it. So it was literally the least I could do.
But it was such a sweet message, and like that's, and it's not a little thing. It's not an ordinary thing, but that's my, you know, the joy I'll hang on to for today. And that's what I will write down.
Also, I learned that I may have given her flowers that could make her medically allergic.
No,
and
I don't
hospitalize her.
I think the lilies are gorgeous, but when they bloom, sometimes they get a little.
I will take the lilies over to our neighbor's house.
Okay.
And you can keep the rest of the stuff.
Okay. I think we might be okay. And the last one, which is real hard right now.
I want to jump in on this one.
It's get sunshine.
All right. So spoiler alert, honey, I have been managing your seasonal affective disorder for the last, how many years has it been? We've lived in Raleigh now for 14 years. Mm-hmm. So Kim has never endured an actual winter in North Carolina. Now, listen, I know we're going to get shade from Minnesota. We're going to get shade from Nebraska. And they're all going to say, well, it's 20 below up here. What's wrong with you? Well, you don't sound like that in Nebraska.
You don't sound like Foghorn Leghorn.
This is my thing, and then I'm going to let you get back to it, okay?
Okay.
Nothing. There is nothing worse on the planet anywhere than 33 degrees and pissing rain. Like,
and that is what it's
little, that's all it is.
And
here,
if it were snow, I'd be like,
yes,
oh, let's go play.
Yes, anything else.
Like it is just
when
spitting.
The water's frozen, it has some advantages. Okay, school gets canceled, that's great.
Yeah,
there's I'm sorry, I know we're gonna get shade for this. Oh, in Buffalo we have 15,000 feet of snow.
I'd rather have snow.
This is the worst.
It is.
And
just,
I have been shielding you from it by going on all of our vacations between the months of January and February, because that's when it happens here.
Right.
December's doable. March is fantastic. January and February, North Carolina is the worst place weather-wise on the planet. And we've been gone every single time, at least for a couple of weeks. Like, you've gotten away from it.
Well, not even week, just weekend. Yeah. So my family's in Florida. I grew up in Florida. So we'll do a long weekend in Florida, and then we'll drive somewhere, like a long weekend there. So I've been able to, like, keep my brain busy. And then we'll schedule, like this time last year, we scheduled a work trip out of town.
Oh, yeah.
And so
we go to LA every year.
Like January, February.
January on purpose.
Yeah. So we'll schedule it.
And I've been so successful at this that you didn't know how bad it sucks to live in North Carolina in the winter. And then stupid COVID comes.
I know.
And we can't get on a plane. And now not only do you get it, but I'm remembering it.
Yeah.
And I hate it now. And so, I'm miserable about the weather.
What I'm doing is I bought some sunshine. I bought a light. And I actually have two different ones now.
Oh, God.
Because, so here's the thing. We aren't flying anywhere. We aren't going anywhere. So, like, I had one from Amazon, and I can put the link in there. And the trick is, it's like a light therapy lamp. And you have to put it, though, like, at eye level. So I would stack books. I'd put it on it. And so I'd just be, like, working and then have that light. It makes a difference. It 100% makes a difference. But then Dr. Harriet Hansel recommended this like red light therapy. It's like a near infrared, like a red light therapy thing that I do. So I do that now. That was a little spendy, but I'm like this. We haven't taken a vacation in a year, so I'm going to do it. It was a couple $100. So... I had a discount code.
I saw the receipt.
I know. I had a discount code. So at that point, my mental health was in the toilet. So I was like, let's just do it.
No, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have bought it. I'm just saying you misrepresented the cost.
Yeah, it was a little spendy. But I feel like it's been helping. So if I do, so I'm looking out the window right now. It is a level of gray.
Yeah.
That is like...
Not like 50 Shades of Grey.
Not the fun gray.
No. They didn't write about this gray in 50 Shades of Grey.
It's just gross.
Yeah.
And like you can't even get outside for a walk because it's like wet and disgusting. Oh my gosh, it's disgusting. But so I either buy my sunshine or I like last week it was sunny and our work day stopped at 4 o'clock because... I had like four things you needed me to do. I was like, I'm sorry, it's sunny. I'm going for a walk. Anne Marie did the same thing. And so we're like, sorry, this is what's happening. We're going for a walk. We're going outside. And so, yeah, I went outside for 2 hours. I walked around. Not fast.
I remember that.
Not like fast paced walk. I literally just like wandered around with my face to the sun. It was so depressing.
So how many trash bags did you walk into and how many curbs did you trip over whilst
I mean, I was, but I was, in, and I was like, Nate, but people were, and I think that the other thing that I'm missing is just like.
They were all out.
Seeing my friends and neighbors. And so everybody was out in their front yard and we were like waving to each other and we're like, what is this? It was like.
It's, you know what it was? It was one day.
It was one day.
That was all we got.
Yeah, everybody was like out and it. So anyway, so I think
like,
that
I'm helps. Actively ticked off about the weather right now, and this is not normally me, right? I remember what I said last night. I said this is the worst weather of my life.
he Ben exaggerates.
I gave that some thought.
Yeah,
we went to Bozeman, Montana, and it was 20 degrees below zero. On for a large portion of the trip, I liked that better than this.
Oh, but you know what? It was pretty and you could ski in it, although I don't
like
Penn
I said.
Penn Charles and I did exactly one run and we're like, this is too cold. We went in and ate hot chocolate, drank hot chocolate. So.
You probably did eat it at
but
that
it
point.
Was
it was
pretty
so
to
cold.
Sit inside and to like look outside. And
yeah, the only weather that competes mm-hmm. is Orlando, Florida, July.
I'll take it. 1,000%.
No wind. You go out of your house in a suit because you're going to work for a TV station. And by the time you get into the car,
get some swamp butt.
There is a bowl of chicken noodle soup in your underpants. And you're like, oh, great. There's a bowl of soup
it's
in my underpants. And I can't. It'll stay there the rest of the day. And that's just the way it is. Sincerely, Orlando, Florida.
No, I love it because I feel like the humidity is really good for your skin. But
is it good for your like
no
area between your?
I know, and your... my Florida friends and some like people I follow on social media that live in Florida are posting their like sunny pool pics, and I'm like, I'm tempted to unfollow them right now because
didn't one of them complain that it was too hot?
Yeah, so one of them was out like walking and was complaining it was too hot. I was like, okay, I'm going to need you to. Just
shut it down.
Just shut your face.
Bye, Mom.
Oh, it wasn't my mom. Oh, yeah, my sweet cousin. She was like, I feel like we didn't even get a winter. It was like we was like 1 week of cold, and all. I was like,
shut up.
Stop it.
We say loving words on this podcast, but shut up. Shut your face and shut your talking face and just shut up. I'm so salty about the weather right now.
You're very passionate
about
this.
What happened? And so we're talking about small victories. There's a place in Raleigh that has indoor tennis that I like. There's like a 8-year waiting list, and I got to play there on Friday night. It was the best. It was the best part of my weekend. It was so great.
No, absolutely. You have to take those small wins. But this was just like what I've done to just kind of like turn, I needed to turn the page and I needed to get really serious about it. And I had to think of it was like an athlete in training. And this wasn't to lose weight. Yeah. This wasn't to look any different. So like, I'm so much more motivated to exercise, to eat right when it's motivated by my mental health than trying to like fit into jeans or something like that. And it's helping. I'm not saying I won't have dark days, but my mindset is completely shifted. I'm so much more productive. Like, there were days where I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. I know you needed me to be creative and come up with things, but I can't. It's just not happening.
And I'd like to give you grace for that, even without any of these things, and even if COVID didn't exist, because we kind of have to redline as a creative entity a lot anyway. And every once in a while, it's just, you just got to shut it down and right. just chill out. That was why signing the autographs was so nice.
Yeah, it was very therapeutic.
So we each signed 1500 autographs mm-hmm. for the books. And the first 10, a couple, just a quick story. My hand cramped up so badly. I thought I was going to have to go to a doctor because I hadn't signed anything in
pen holderness.
No, but like, when's the last time you held a pencil?
Sorry, I'm pen? Sir. What brings you in? I signed my name 10 times and yeah. my hand is slightly sore.
That's no, but it was cramping. I had like a twitch around my pinky. And so I guess it was a muscle that had, I'm sure this is what it is. It is a muscle that had atrophied after not using a pen. No, who writes stuff down anymore? Who does that?
My kids have the worst handwriting. I mean, serial yeah. killers have nothing on my children.
And who cares?
And they both say to me, like, it doesn't really matter. I'm like, well, it does matter. You need to be able to have like legible hand. You're going to write a letter to somebody at some point. She's like, nah, I'm good. And the thing is, like, Lola's a brilliant artist. She has no cares to give about her handwriting.
No, it looks,
yeah.
And you know what? I'm just going to keep it moving at that point. So we were signing and I was very annoying for a second. And then I think we looked at each other and said, we both needed this, just something menial and mind numbing to do with our lives. It just kind of centered us and got us.
Yeah. Just that repetitive motion.
Yeah. Just like
it was very meditative.
I'm sure. I think that most people have jobs that have at least a skonch of brain dead activity every once in a while that helps kind of center them. And then they have things that they're really good at, their superpowers that they kind of redline at. And there's a balance between the two. I feel like I've been redlining for a year now.
Yeah.
And so if anyone needs me to sign more autographs, I'll sign your autograph. If you need a guest signer, That was you're talking about looking for small joys. That was a small joy for me.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't say like we have to redline, like we get to. Like, we don't have to do any of this.
We did for the last year. And I'll say that with great conviction. We saw an opportunity to grow our business a ton by ramping up our amount of content, and I'm sure people noticed it. And in order to do that, you have to redline creatively every single day.
I felt like we, for me personally, if we didn't create as much content as we did, my brain would have gone to dark places. Like, to me, it kept me busy. But yeah, in early January, we definitely took time off, especially when we couldn't be in the same room with each other.
We talked about that. We did. We took a little bit of time off. And then there was an insurrection and we had to get back to work. Oh, that was like, that's what happened.
America, I love you.
Our job is in part to talk about what's going on in our family. And our job is also in part to talk about what's going on in the world and how it affects our family. In order to do that, you have to be reactionary and do things pretty quickly. And that's where the redlining comes in. Mm-hmm.
But I do love our job.
Yeah. No, I do. I'm just telling you that I enjoyed signing autographs for a little while.
Yeah. And I'm excited about this book. And I'm excited about, we're starting to do some interviews. And we've had a couple podcast interviews we've done. And we have some other fun interviews that we're going to get to tell you about, too, which we're super excited about. But it's been fun to talk about. And the people, I love the sweet podcast people that have read it so far and that they're asking really great questions, because it allows us to talk about this stuff and they're really liking it. So that's like super flattering. Although, would you think they would have told us they hated it?
I think usually they just keep that to themselves.
Right. Okay.
So let's just assume that some people hate it.
Okay.
And that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. There's no such thing as 100% approval rating anymore.
Let's go for it though. anywho, I love you guys. You're listening to this and I love you for listening to this and for making it this far. This podcast is our very favorite thing to do.
And it's Valentine's Day, so Kim and I are going to get off the phone and I'm going to see what's going on with those diapers on her feet.
Oh my gosh, you guys. And if it works, I'll share what they are. There's like, it's just moisturizing. I felt like I haven't had a pedicure in over a year.
Here, let's take a picture because we need something to...
Well, I put socks over it.
I think that's what's really doing it for me right now.
I put socks over it, so I know. He's taking a picture what right now.
Even is that?
But I wore red socks for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I have showered today, so winning.
Oh, that's a great picture of your face. This is going to be the thumbnail for the podcast. Kim is not Please going don't. To approve of it. We're going to put it out anyway. Hey, thanks so much for watching.
We're not watching. We're listening.
Thanks so much for watching your phone and that little countdown on the bar that's going near zero. While you're watching your phone, if you have not already subscribed to this podcast, we would love it if you would do so. It helps people find us.
And if you love it, you could also leave a review. That's super cool. That helps people find us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This too. If you don't love it, well, keep it to yourself. Okay.
Check the book out, guys.
Everybody Fights Book.com. Come hang out with us on our date night. Love you.
Bye.